Hello and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. We're going to talk about a topic that you probably don't want to talk about, but we're going to do it. Messages about debt. At first, I was going to call it messages about your debt, but I was like, that's just a little aggressive, Nikki. So it's just messages about debt. I don't know about you, but I love learning about money. I love both the energetics of it, like the manifesting and calling in more money, but I also love like the very grounded stuff. Like I listen to all the podcasts about what to invest in and like all those things. Like I'm nerdy about it. I really enjoy it. And debt is a funny conversation when you hear it through all these different perspectives. I feel like on the spiritual side, they're like, debt isn't bad. Like just make more money. And then when you get into some of those like personal finance people, it's like cut down the debt, like get rid of the debt, budget, all those things, which I personally do not like because I'm more of like a call in money, manifest money than a budgeting gal. And actually I've had this episode on my list for months. Like I knew I wanted to do a messages about debt because debt had been calling my name. And then funny enough, a couple of weeks ago, my husband brought up this concept to me and he was like, I really want to pay off our debt. And I was like, we don't really, you know, we're good. And he's like, no, I mean like the mortgage and the cars, which to me, like I don't really consider debt because I'm like, those are the things like you have to finance. But I guess the truth is like, you don't have to finance those things. That was just like my, you know, way of thinking about it. And I'm like, you know what? You do you, Benny, because like, go for it. Like I kind of am only in the place of like, I know how to call in money. I know how to make money really well, but that's like not really my place. So when he asked me that question and he, you know, he looked at me like it takes two to tango and like, this is a team effort. And I'm like, damn, he's going to make me get involved in this. I thought to myself, well, I'm going to have to look into the energy of it. And like, that's the best way I can help myself prepare for this project that he wants to take on. So I thought, it's time. It's time for us to have this episode. I knew we were going to have it. There's definitely something going on in the stars, right? Too. Like I feel astrology wise, I feel like there's something happening where like people are looking at money in a different way. So I think it's a timely episode and we're going to be okay, guys. Snuggle yourself up in a cozy blanket and get a little pen and paper. It's going to be soft and it's not going to be painful. It's going to be supportive and expansive. So let's get into, we actually have only five messages today, but let's get into our debt messages. Message number one, debt is neither good nor bad. It's just that debt creates attachments to our energy and it will drain our energy. So debt is actually more about power and about our energy source than it is like a good or bad thing. So for example, let's say you're going to take out a student loan or you're going to get a loan for a car, right? Sure, that is going to drain us a little bit. Like it's almost like, you know, when you have those programs running in your phone in the back end and like you didn't even know it's there. My boys love to like see all the apps that I have open and they're like, this is why your phone is running out of battery. So it's kind of like that. Like it's in the background kind of draining us a little bit. But for the most part, it doesn't bother us, right? Because sometimes like let's say like getting that loan for the car or for school, that car may give me like a lot more energy than that debt is actually draining me, or like going to school and educating myself and investing in my future, let's say, can give me a lot more energy than that drain is causing, right? And interesting about debt too is that sometimes when you get the debt, like when you decide to get the loan or whatever, it is like the most energy giving thing, but then there's a point where sometimes that debt is like, okay, now this is a draining thing. So I'm thinking about like a car, you know, like, oh my God, yes, I need this car right now. And maybe I'm going to finance it for 5 years. But around year three, you're like, okay, I'm done making this payment. Like now this debt feels like it's draining me. This debt feels like I can feel the energetic pull from me. And like now I want to pay it off. So it's never really black or white. It's really about when does that thing become a drain and when does it actually become the thing that's like giving me energy. And that's really what we want to look at. And that's what we want to feel into, because I hope that so many of you leave today's episode and you're like, nope, I'm good. All the debt that I have is like life-giving to me right now. I'll look out for when it's draining me. But for some of us, we might be like, oh yeah, I have one that is kind of draining me. And of course, we tend to think debt means that we are bad people, which there's a message about there, but it's not. I want you to take that shame and that guilt away and just remove it for a second and just actually feel into the power. Is it giving me power or is it taking power from me? And for many of us, it might say it's giving, and that's okay. But for some of us, it's going to be draining, and that's really what debt represents for us. Message number two. I got this really beautiful, like, angelic energy that came in here. There's a healing that wants to come forward for some of us. Again, if like number one, you were like, yes, there are some things that are draining me, some little debts that I have here and there that are draining me, then number two is for you, because number two was like, listen, it's very angelic. It's like, you deserve to be healed. You deserve to have all your power back, because it's almost like little pieces of us might be out in the ethers because of these debt. And the only reason this episode's coming, the only reason this conversation is coming, it's not to shame us or to like point the finger at us or like we are bad. It's more that there's like this angel, I don't know, just a very healing energy that's like, you deserve to be healed from this. Like, you deserve to be whole and to come back, because if we are being drained just by thinking that we are bad because we have debt, imagine when like it's removed and we're like, okay, I don't have to tell myself that I'm bad anymore. So it does seem like for some of us, moving into this place where we start to pay off debt or eliminate it or just have a different relationship to it is there is a lot of healing here. So for some of us, it might be, okay, I'm going to pay it off and that's where I get my healing. But for some of us, it's going to be looking at the debt and having a new relationship with it and being like, no, you know what? Like, you have given a lot to me and I'm grateful for you still. And we're in a good place. And that in itself heals the shame or the guilt that might be associated with it. And that is actually the thing that's causing the drain. So there is a healing that wants to come forward. And if you're not sure, like, what that healing is for you, just say, when it comes to money, I'm willing to be healed. I'm ready to be healed. I don't know what the path is for me, but I want to heal and feel my power again and feel whole again. And that's really what today's episode's about. Friends, if you wish I could be your business mentor, I have an opportunity for you. I just opened up registration for my business mentorship, Shine Method. This is for people with a calling, an expression they want to share, and a business they want to grow. All businesses are welcome, by the way. Shine Method is an 8-week group business mentorship program where we nail down your signature product, offering, or expression, and then we learn how to let it shine so all those who are meant to see your work do. The course is my signature blend of energetics and strategy, because you know I love a little bit of both. You will have access to videos, templates, things like how to pitch a podcast or how to collaborate with influencers. I share exactly the way that I reach out to these people, and you get meditations as well. In addition to the abundance of resources, you will have live group sessions with me once a week where we can dig deep into your business and also learn from your classmates. Shine Method is exactly what our soul is craving when it comes to business. If you feel connected to me and this message, I'd love to guide you. Don't miss out. Join Shine Method today. The link to join is below. Message number three. Okay, so then I was like, all right, cool. Thanks for the pep talk, guys. What are the steps? Like, how do we do this? Like, what's the path? Like, how do we get rid of this debt if that's like what we want to do? So I got two energetic steps, and then I got like the third one was much more of a tangible step. So I'm going to give you three steps that I got. And obviously these are, it's a broad outline, but I thought it was a nice start. Okay. So step number one is really coming into a neutrality feeling with the debt. So saying like, I am deserving. I am worthy of feeling good, feeling powerful. I'm a good person. I am not a mess. I'm not an F. Like, I don't know if I can, I think I do curse on this podcast, don't I? But I'm not an F up, right? That's what I want to say. Because some of us like just see this debt as like, we are bad and that's how it came into our lives. And listen, energetically, like that may be true because like we think of ourselves that way. So of course we're a person with like this credit card debt or like whatever kind of debt that like society tells us is bad. So we first have to neutralize that as much as possible, because if we try to do the physical steps of being like, okay, yeah, I'm going to try to pay this down, it's going to come back because that programming of like, I suck, I'm a mess, like I can't get myself together, that programming is still there. No matter if we pay the thing off, what's going to happen is we're just going to attract a new debt, even if we pay this one debt off. So we really want to get to the root of this feeling. It's like it's a nervous system setting. It's a programming in our body. It's like that little kid that keeps getting in trouble and is like, I'm a bad person because I keep getting in trouble. It's like, that's the programming that we're trying to remove and realize that everybody has debt and debt is not bad or good. And there's many reasons why we do it. And we're going to decide to love ourselves going forward. And we're coming from a place of power with this, like, oh, cool. Like, I want to have all my power. I want to have all my energy. I don't want things to be draining me. And that's the only reason I'm looking at this debt. But this debt is not bad. I am not bad. And really neutralizing that, because like that programming is what's going to give us like really strong roots to move forward with this plan, and also shield us from the future and actually bring us more abundance in whatever way we are meant to get it. Step two felt more like a ritual or like a ceremony. So it is energetic and it's almost like weight is how it felt to me. So we're like going to look at this weight and we're going to say like, okay, I'm about to get ready to let you go. But I don't want to lose weight out of hating myself. Like I hate my body and like we're going to get rid of this stuff and like I hate it, right? Like no, that's not going to work. So it's the same thing with the debt. So step two was really about like not necessarily looking at it, but you can like sit with it or call it forward. Maybe you write down all your debts, whatever it may be, and just sit with it with a lot of gratitude, right? Like I'm going to open up my car payment and be like, oh my gosh, I remember when I took this loan out. Like I am so grateful for you. This car that I drive now, we bought it right when we moved here from Miami to North Carolina because my car did not have four-wheel drive. And my husband's like, you're not going to get by in the mountains without one. So we need to get you a new car. And we had so many expenses at that time that like I wasn't going to just like buy. And that's when like cars were very expensive. It was that weird time. So we took out the loan, like, you know, not a big deal. I've always taken out loans to get cars. And I'm so grateful for that, right? But like maybe today, if I'm still paying for it, like now it doesn't really feel in alignment. But I'm going to look at that loan and I'm just going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for you. Like I'm so thankful that somebody lent me this money and that I've been paying this way and feeling a ton of gratitude towards it. And that is really the first step. So it's kind of like you're blessing it and you're feeling this gratitude. And then with that gratitude, you're going to say, and now I'm ready to release you. I'm so grateful that you were in my time, my space, that you were part of my journey. I am grateful for you, but now I release you. So it's a bless, a gratitude, and a release. And then step three was this really strong energy that came forward. It was this energy of strength, like made me feel like this requires like the version of you that like lifts weights. It's the version of you that, you know, does a really hard ab workout. Like it's a strength version of you. It kind of gave me like emperor, empress vibes. I also felt that step three was about your root. So for some of us who are single, it might be just like more about us, but it felt like root, meaning root is like, you know, where our money comes from. It's who we live with, you know, our parents, our partners, that kind of stuff. So for some of us, it felt like talking to some of the root people. So it could be like a boss that needs to pay you more. It could be a partner that doesn't know you have the debt. It could be a parent that like you might need to get help with or something. But there's like this conversation. I definitely, men were showing up here for me. So I'm feeling like some of us might have some husbands. I know mine has to do with Benny. So it's going to have to do with like having to follow him, which is not always my favorite thing. And shout out to Benny. He listens to all the episodes, so he hears me. He's like, yes, he's telling the truth. So there's something masculine here. It doesn't mean that there must be a man in the picture, but it feels like it's this masculine energy within us. So the emperor, I wasn't like, you know, sometimes I say like king and queen, but that really feels like the divine feminine and the masculine. This felt like emperor, and we can also say empress, but it felt much more like a masculine type, like that energy that you bring forward to get things done and to like take charge of something. I actually was seeing that tarot card, the emperor, like just like take charge, get it done, find the strength within you. And honestly, that last step was like telling me, it felt like it was this upgraded version of you that comes at the end of the journey, that we might be starting this first journey as like a scared little lamb. And then at the end, we're like a strong lion is kind of the vibe. So your highest expression is needed here. So it feels like when you look at that debt, when you start to decide like, okay, I'm going to knock some of it out, or I'm going to put some sort of plan into place, which everybody's plans are going to be different. It felt like I have to bring my highest expression to the table, like the version of me without the doubt, without the disbelief in myself, like it just the most pure and highest expression of myself has to come to this table. It's like you just can't do it without that version of you. So if you're going to do meetings with your debt, or if you're going to sit with it and organize it, like I would get in that vibe first, like stand up, do a few breaths and be like, okay, we're bringing the highest expression to this meeting. Be there in your highest expression. And then once you're out, fine, you can be in another expression, but like that highest expression has to show up here. You know, like I am, the version of me that shows up to the podcast can be very different to the version of me on a, you know, Sunday at 7 o'clock at night or whatever. Like when I'm my tiredest, I am not podcast Nikki at all. And that's okay, right? There's like many different versions of us, and there's all sorts of parts of us, but like it just seems like you can't bring those other versions to this project. That you have to bring the highest version of yourself to this project. And that's actually part of the journey and part of the healing. Like that's what debt's here for. Like it's actually here to work with us, to be with us, to inspire us, to encourage us to be this next level. So by having to show up as the higher self with this project, it lets us feel that version of ourselves more and hold that vibration more. So don't be afraid of it. Message number four. This is personally my favorite because like I said, I'm like, oh, I hate a budget, guys. I hate a budget. Like you cannot hold me down. Okay, so four is we're not being asked to think about budget or to think about making more money, because those are usually the two ways, right, that you can tackle debt. You're like, okay, I'm going to find a way to make more money, and with that extra money, I will pay this off, or I'm going to stop drinking my coffee, very expensive coffees that like, mine are not coffees, but I go to my local coffee shop, which is amazing. And I usually have their matcha tea. And every time I buy one, I'm like thinking about those budgeters are like, if you just saved $7 a day, you'd be a millionaire. I'm like, well, I love my matcha. Okay, so we're not supposed to think about either. We're not supposed to be thinking about budgeting, and we're not supposed to be thinking about making more money. We're supposed to be thinking about energy leaks. So what does that mean? And I really like this because I feel like I can do this. So let's say you open up your checking account, right? And you're looking at all the things, right? I was actually just looking at my daughter's checking account, and that's always a triggering experience because it's like McDonald's, Starbucks, Sonic. It's like just, it's all food. And I'm like, oh my God. So imagine you're opening up your checking account and you look at all those things. You're like Starbucks, you know, whatever, this purse, this blah, blah. And I want you to feel into, is this giving me energy? Is this neutral, or is this taking energy from me? And that's what we're really meant to look for. So that is a different type of budgeting where like I might say, oh man, that $10,000 hotel room, I've never stayed in a $10,000 hotel room, but let's just pretend, that was such a giving of energy, like so worth it, amazing. And then that Starbucks for $7 was a total drain, right? So it's not that one thing that's expensive or one thing that's inexpensive is better than the other. It's really about what's giving me energy and what's taking my energy. So we want to look at that. That's going to tell us how we're meant to quote unquote budget, or where our money is really supposed to go, because that's what this is about. This debt situation is all about reclaiming our power, our energy. Our energy source, I want to say power, but I also want to say energy, because I feel like we're going to get more life force as we do this. Like we're reclaiming energy that has been lost. And then funny enough, when you look at money, making more money, because obviously some of you, that's what's going to happen. Like some of us are going to look at how we spend and some of us are going to look at how we earn or how we make money. And what's funny that I was getting was that like you might be like, well, I guess I'll just take that like second gig that I didn't want to take, but I'm going to take it because like, yeah, I'm really feeling like I'm ready to pay off this debt. If that second gig drains you of energy, then it is, even if it brings you more money, then it's not worth it. So that's the way we're supposed to look at this too. We're supposed to look at, yes, fine, I want to bring in more money, but I'm meant to look at it as in like, what's going to give me more energy and also bring in more money. So this is all about energy giving versus energy taking. And that is like where we're going to find balance and where it's going to feel the most alignment, and also where we get the lesson from debt, because debt is trying to teach us this. It's trying to bring us back into balance when it comes to our giving and receiving and our energy flow. So that's where we're supposed to look. Does that make sense? So look for energy leaks, both in the way you are making money and also in the way that you are using your money. Once you see the energy leaks are going to be a bit more obvious, and then also look at the flip of that. Like, where are you energy giving? Like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to pay this money. Like, take my money. I feel that there's a lot of things that I pay for that I always feel like, take my money. Mike, our son's school, he goes to this amazing, you've heard me talk about it before. And every time we pay that tuition, and it's pricey, you know, but we pay that and we're like, oh my gosh, thank you. We're so grateful. And that is obviously giving us more energy than it's actually taking from us financially, even though it is probably one of the most expensive payments we have a month, you know? So really looking for those, both the leaks, and we need a term for it, like the energy givers, maybe the energy expanders versus the energy leaks. And message number 5, because we only have 5 today, I guess debt is quite simple. And she's just like, this should be enough, is kind of the way she was feeling. Debt is here to teach us that money does not have power over us. Like, that's what clearing out our debt is about. That's what this conversation is about. It's really here to say, imagine like taking, you know, let's say like my regular mortgage payment and doubling that. Just one month being like, you know what? I'm going to give you 2. And not because, oh my gosh, I like needed to, or I'm going to do this because I'm so proud of myself, to really just be like, here, take it. Like, I don't need it. Like, I have it. I'm going to give it to you. Like, just go. Like, there's this feeling of take it. I don't need it. Because the reason sometimes we even like take out debt is because like we don't think we can have all the money. Like the reason maybe I took out that car loan is that there was no place in my head that was like, well, maybe I can just bring in this amount of money and pay it in cash. It's like, I don't think I'm that kind of person. And maybe I want to be that kind of person, you know, but I like, oh, in my perspective, in my way of seeing myself, like I didn't see myself as that. But what if I can have a greater vision for myself, like a person that can pay cash for this thing, you know, that can bring in this kind of money easily, right? So when we, this process of like eliminating it and paying it, and I see many of you guys paying in chunks, is actually expanding how we see ourselves, what we think is available for us, like who we really see ourselves to be. And to see that money is like not something for like good people or for bad people, or it's not about like having to make it or earn it, or that it's not hard. Actually, like through this process, we learn how money is energetic and it is responding to the way we see ourselves. It really is responding to how we defined ourselves when it comes to money, believe it or not. So maybe I want to start defining myself as somebody that pays cars in cash. I mean, my dad used to do that. So like, why wouldn't that be available for me? I haven't had that vision for myself yet. So that's why I was like, oh, well, I'm a person that takes out loans. So that's why I'm here. I remember when we were in Miami, we had moved out of this smaller house that Benny had owned when I met him, and we were moving into like our first like bigger, you know, family home that I like really pushed him for. And it was such an excruciating, painful situation because I was a baby, you know, and Benny did the right thing, but I hated him at the time. And he was like, listen, you're going to do this process. Like, he's like, I've already had a bunch of mortgages before. Like, I know how to get a house. I've bought several houses. You've never bought one. You need to learn how to do one. And I was like, really? But that's why I thought I married you, you know? I was like, can we call my dad for this? And he's like, no, you're going to do this all by yourself. And I did. And he basically, you know, I had to get our finances together. We're both entrepreneurs, which is never fun. And, you know, all the paperwork and all the fear that the loan people give you and all these kind of things. And it was just so painful that I remember telling myself, the next time I buy something, I'm going to buy it in cash. Like, I was like, the only reason we're going through this process is because we have to borrow the money to get this house. So I told myself, like, I'm going to buy in cash, which is like, who the hell, you know, I'm like, I buy my first house and I tell myself I'm going to buy, you know, something in cash. Lo and behold, unexpectedly, we decide years later to buy our land, the land that we live on now. And that was like an unexpected thing. We didn't even really have the money for it. But when that started to happen, we figured out like we had money in equity in our house. So we took that money out and we bought this land in cash. And I was like, oh my God, I did it. Like, I did it in a weird way. I mean, I guess like that doesn't like really, that wasn't the kind of cash I was talking about. I was like talking about like cash in my bank account. But it did work out that way. And that closing of the land was so much easier than closing on that house before. And I just had a greater vision for myself. Like, that debt and that loan bothered me so much that it expanded me into this idea of like, maybe I can be a person that can buy real estate in cash. And that did happen for me the next time in a funny way, but nonetheless, I did become that person. So that's what this is about. Like, we don't have to be these people that, you know, that we have to borrow things. Like, we can expand our vision for ourselves and we can see it in a way of through worthiness, right? Like, it's not that you need to work harder to make more money or you need to be smarter or you need to earn it. It's really to see that as I expand my vision for myself and like what I think is possible for me, in a weird way, the universe meets me. Like, in the strangest of ways, I just have to believe that there's a possibility for that for me. And like, maybe I just don't want to be this anymore and I want to be something else. And that's where I get more of my power, because at the end of the day, we are all divine beings and we are so powerful. And right now we're just like living like 0.1% of our power. And every time we expand our vision, like every time it's like, oh, I'm going to be a person that can buy things in cash. It's not because, you know, I'm like a greedy, like, let's make money, whatever person. It's more just like, I think that's if anything's possible, right? Like, the spiritual energetic part of me is like, well, if anything's possible here on this earth, and if it's true that I can create any like vision that I have for myself, I've made a lot of visions for myself come true. So I think I can make this one come true. And I don't think I need to like work harder to become that version. I just want more of my power to be that version. And that's what like debt in this moment is kind of challenging us to see. Like, just imagine you can be a greater version of yourself. If you want to be a person that has no debt, you can. If you want to be a person that buys things in cash, you can. And it doesn't have to come at the expense of working harder or earning more. Just having a greater vision, like just being a little bit more creative in the way that you see things. And I think if you're listening to this episode and you follow my work, you believe in what I believe in, which is we are energetic. And that there is a way to hold that vision and to bring that forward. We can definitely do other episodes on that. This is about debt. But this, the final message from debt is really, I'm not here to kill you. I'm not here to shame you. I'm not here to guilt you. I might be here out of contrast a little bit, but I'm really trying to teach you about energy, about what gives to you, what takes from you, and also what is possible for you. All right, my friends, I hope you really enjoyed that episode. I'd love some feedback. Please let me know. You can leave us messages on Spotify. You can DM me. Always when you leave me reviews on Apple, I see them and I'm so grateful. I haven't gotten any new ones in a while. Just saying. So if you can send me one, that'd be great. And always please subscribe to the show. Share it with a friend. Share it with a friend who's feeling really guilty about their debt. Send them a little bit of love and let them know, like, you got this. It's all good. And when you're ready for it, when the time comes, like, it's going to go, you know? But for now, I'm just sending you all that love. You are so powerful and capable of so much. I hope that this episode was expansive and supportive, and I will see you in the next one. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.